Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The Georgia State House passed a bill today. It provides about $270 million in hurricane relief to parts of southwest Georgia. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports from the special legislative session at the state capitol.
The bill helps pay for debris removal and building repair. It would also assist farmers whose crops were devastated by Hurricane Michael. Lawmakers agreed on the legislation after redirecting more than $44 million in funding for two unrelated projects to storm relief.
On the passage of House Bill 1EX, the ayes are 162. The nays are one.
The House also voted to create a tax break for timber growers who lost trees during the storm. Meanwhile, a bill that helps airlines by suspending the sales tax on jet fuel also cleared the chamber. Now, the state Senate takes up the three measures. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the state capitol.
The Secretary of State must wait to certify Georgia's election results until certain absentee ballots are counted. But as GPB's Taylor Gant reports, a ruling last night from a federal judge also says that a number of other ballots will not be counted.
The judge ruled that the Secretary of State must confirm that each county's vote tally includes absentee ballots on which the voter's date of birth is missing or incorrect. However, the judge declined to count absentee ballots with incorrect addresses or provisional ballots cast by voters who went to a precinct in the wrong county. The campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, who is trailing in the race, says the ruling is a victory for voting rights. Republican candidate Brian Kemp says the decision reaffirms his election day victory and called on Abrams to concede the race. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
It is now illegal to sell cats and dogs in retail pet stores in the city of Atlanta. Atlanta City Council passed an ordinance unanimously Tuesday. It's an effort to discourage the operation of so-called puppy mills. The city of Atlanta plans to develop more permanent housing for the chronically homeless. According to the Supporta report, the city will build 550 new units. That more than doubles the current supply of supportive housing. The new units are part of a five-year plan for the city to build at least 1,000 permanent supportive housing units. Those are the kind that bridge the gap between affordable housing and accessible social services. The housing will be funded through $50 million of city and private funds. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.